have some more than them?
Well, they call them a light bull dog. I heard them say anything about them.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the motor boats too, you know, now. Got a motor in them. Does the running.
Mm-hmm. When the Navy has just built a very large ship, they have a ceremony, and they generally take a champagne bottle and crack it on the side of the boat. What do they call that ceremony?
I don't know. I've heard it. But
they let the boat go down into the water. What do they call that?
That's called it. Oh, I know what it was.
Say they're going to do what to the boat?
Kind of a ceremony, they say, over.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to call that now.
Well, what do they call that when they let the boat slide down into the water? They're going to what?
I don't know much about boats.
Uh-huh.
They call it the landing, where they come up and go in.
Uh-huh.
I've seen them.
What do they call the place where the boats stop and unload?
That's a landing.
Uh-huh.
See?
When a young mother goes out to walk her baby, instead of carrying it in her arms, she sometimes put in a little cart. What did you call that cart back in the early days?
They called it here, baby cart.
Uh-huh. Called anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Baby carriage?
Baby buggy, and so on. They got different kinds, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, now in the cities, they used to have these vehicles that, before they had buses, they used to have these vehicles that would run on a track, and they'd run off electricity. They'd have a wire going overhead. Remember what they called them?
No, I saw them. People lived up on a hill and had a spring way down yonder.
Mm-hmm.
They had a wire
run
there, and they had that fixed so this bucket bale would run on this wire and run over where it is hung, you know. And it'd go to that water, and had a pool of water down there in the spring. And it'd dip in and get full. Then it had a windlass, it'd wind that up and bring the water up.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now, have you been in the city much? You say you've been up to Louisville, have you?
Yeah, I've been around to Chicago and Louisville and different places.
Well, before they had buses, they used to have these things that would run on a track along the street. You remember them?
Well, I remember being in Louisville when I was just grown. And they had these horse buses there, all they had.
Uh-huh.
They had mules and horses, them were just running back and forth. They had a track to run on, you know.
Uh-huh. Did they call them horse buses? Did they call them anything else?
No, it's just buses.
Ever hear of a streetcar?
No, they got, some of them, after they got to fix them up, they got to call them streetcars.
How about a trolley? They call them a trolley?
Well, that was when electricity come in, you know.
Uh-huh.
They got a trolley car. And now they've done away with them. Ain't got room for them.
Well, now, suppose got off the train and nobody was there to meet me. So I had to take my bags and walk all the way up the hill and carry my bag all the way up the hill. What would you say that I did to my bag?
You carried it, I reckon. Uh-huh. All I'd know.
Would you ever say I lugged it?
Well, that'd be all right. Carried your luggage, you could say.
Uh-huh. But suppose it was uphill.
It just wake you that much hot.
I see. Uh-huh. Well now, if it's been real calm outside, and you begin to feel a little breeze, you say the wind is what?
Wind's cold, brisk.
Yeah, well, suppose it has been calm all morning, and now you start to feel a little breeze.
That's the recipe in there.